AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A breakthrough in the Manhattan murder of United Healthcare CEO with the arrest of a suspect. Michael Sisick has details.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione was stopped at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where an employee spotted him, recognized him from photographs that have been circulating since the shooting last week, called police, and then there, police officers, according to the NYPD, found a gun, a suppressor or silencer, writings about corporate America, and fake IDs.
A Marine veteran who put an agitated rider in a chokehold on the New York subway has been acquitted in the man's death, Jordan Neely's father, Andre Zachary.
I miss my son. My son didn't have to go through this.
Israel's military has carried out strikes on suspected chemical and long-range weapons sites in Syria, trying to keep them from rebels who seized Damascus. Over the weekend, Israeli forces began seizing control of a demilitarized zone along the Golan Heights. And after the fall of Bashar Assad, Sagar Meghani has a look at what's next for Syria.
So far, the group led by a former top al-Qaeda militant has said it wants representative government with power sharing and religious tolerance. Mideast expert Hayed Hayed at London's Chatham House says the international community must move fast.
That sort of positive atmosphere is crucial, but might not last long.
Here in Washington, they're welcome statements, but
the real measure of their commitment is not just what they say, but what they do.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
History shows how quickly moments of promise can descend into conflict and violence.
Blinken says the U.S. has clear interests in Syria, and top officials are fanning out across the Mideast to talk about how America can back the Syrian people, while the military has moved to ensure ISIS cannot take advantage. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Boeing's laid off some 900 employees in Washington State and California. This is AP News. A federal judge in Houston's heard arguments over the bankruptcy auction that saw Alex Jones's conspiracy theory platform InfoWars sold to the satirical news outlet The Onion. Jones alleges collusion and fraud. And the leader of a polygamous sect in Arizona has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Samuel Bateman has pleaded guilty to claiming more than 20 spiritual wives, including 10 underage girls. He acknowledged coercing girls as young as 9 years old to submit to criminal sex acts with him and other adults. Bateman declared himself a prophet of a small offshoot of the sect once led by Warren Jeffs, who led the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Bateman admitted he schemed for years to transport girls across state lines for his sex crimes and later to kidnap some of them from protective custody. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.